Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Pop up. Trouble. But God tells us this, that we should not get bent out of shape. Look at this scripture. John chapter 16, verse 33. And this should be an encouragement unto you right here. John 16, 33. Wow. It says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." We cannot avoid tribulation, folks. He told us that we will have tribulation. But the good news is, He has overcome the world. He is our source of strength. He will be with us. At any moment, it should be our second. It says, be of good cheer because He has overcome the world. He has defeated Satan. He has defeated death. And no matter what we're going through, we can have confidence in Him. So we can be patient in tribulation. Sometimes when we're going through stuff, we want the Lord to hurry up and deliver us. Well, remember, sometimes He won't move it because He is molding us into the image of His Son. I can tell you, I've been through some tough times. And I say, "Lord, please remove this cup." That's what Jesus said. But, nevertheless, not my will, but Your will be done. So if you're under the pressure of the fire, tribulation, I want you to stand firm and be patient, because He has overcome the world. Be patient. So many times we want to move. What did when Moses and them was trapped at the Red Sea, what did God tell them? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Sometimes God wants us to stand still and we'll watch Him work. Many a times we want God to remove the mountain, get us out the valley. But that's where He is actually changing our lives, and we're getting closer unto Him. Now, the next thing here, it says continuing instant in prayer. Wow. What this means is at any moment, whenever we are going through trouble, it should be our second nature to pray. Listen to what this verse says, Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. It says, "And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint." Prayer connects us to God. Think about that. Whenever we're not praying, we're not focused on Him. I want you to think about that. That's why He says continuing instant in prayer. What does instant mean? Quick. In a twinkling of an eye. That's the connection that you have to Him. It needs to be instant. And like this scripture here.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.